You are listening to The Tease Talks with Ben Barkworth. I started in the hair industry over 15 years ago, and I've had the privilege to experience so much of this industry working behind the chair, running two salons, working backstage at Fashion Week, and creating winning photo shoot collections, performing as an artist on stage, and now as an entrepreneur running Fast Falls. I want to share with you my experiences and knowledge in conversation with other industry experts to give you in-depth stories into many of the careers in the hair industry.
Come on a journey with us to find the right tools to grow your career with our digital series from the Tees. We're creating a space to talk about the business and careers of beauty as a part of an open, honest conversation. The goal is to help you take your base wherever you're at and make your own custom formula to success with particular advice, salon experts, and boot on the ground specialists.
Well, my name is Ben Barkworth. I'm here with Mark Woolley, founder of Electric London, and we're at Electric Space in downtown London. What do you call city center here?
We're in the middle of Soho and Fitzrovia, the creative district.
That's it. Where we belong. And we're here on Tease Talks, and we are going to be diving into what it's like to start a brand. Because I get asked all the time, how did I do it? I'm the founder of Fast Foils. I own Just Be Salon. Yeah. And you and I have known each other for a long time now.
Yeah. And I've watched your journey, and it's exciting. You know, I love it. I love seeing what you're doing. I love seeing what other entrepreneurs are doing. You know, it's an exciting place to be.
For sure. So I know you've got lots of stuff going on. I know you've got here, you've got the salons, you've got the product. I get asked all the time, how did you start the brand? And I guess we'll start with that for you.
Yeah, I mean, I've been a hairdresser, feels like my whole life, but I started when I was 16, and that's now 33 years ago. I can't believe I'm that old. But and everything's really been built around hair. You know, started as a hairdresser, trained in a salon. So with that, I guess you start building clientele, you know, and working with clients, which as a hairdresser is how you get paid. I then started doing session work quite early on in my career. I moved to London, grew up in the north of England, moved to London when I was about 19. And my girlfriend at the time was studying fashion at Central St. Martin's. So it was quite an exciting time to be in London. She was same year as David Comer. She was the year below Stella McCartney. So it was a kind of exciting time to be there. And I started doing bits of hair on shoots. You know, and you're in that environment, and I enjoyed that, enjoyed the creativity, and we built a little team around that sort of work, I guess, you know, shoots and shows and collaborating with designers. And that led to opening a salon when I was 21, and now I'm 49, a year later. But Electric, I've tried to make it about a brand, not a person. And the reason behind that is then lots of people can get involved. It allowed us to build a successful art team. It allowed us to open salons, you know, around the country. It allowed us to open Electric Space where we sat here now, which is, a hub for creativity. We do everything here from, you know, we've got a photographic studio. We've got a private cinema as we're sat in here, on movie theatre, as you say, in North America. Yeah, no, I've just wanted to enjoy the journey the whole time along. To me, a business is, what is it? It's people, isn't it? You know, it's people all doing things under one banner. And hair, we all love doing it. You know, we're still here doing it, you know, 30-odd years later.
So I came up with, I'm the founder of Fast Foils, and it actually the concept came about when I was working with you at Fashion Week, wearing all black backstage. And I know you do a lot of Fashion Week stuff, and you do a lot of creatives, you do a lot of photo shoots. And for us as a brand, it's about innovating products to help stylists work smarter, not harder behind the chair, and to help the industry come together as a collaboration. And what is it that drove you to start Electric Products after the salons?
Well, anyone that's ever done anything, I think they've built a community around what they're doing. And I see you're doing that with Fast Falls. I see, you know, you hosted your event here the other day, which, you know, was inspiring for me. You know, you see lots of hairdressers getting involved, and you've offered the world a solution, haven't you, for a really innovative high-tech foil that is going to give you this even heat and, you know, process colors quicker and more efficiently. And it's black, you know, there's a noticeable difference between that and a traditional foil. And I felt with hair products, I don't think I ever set out to do a hair product line, but at one time, I was a global brand ambassador for Kérastase, one of L'Oréal's brands. And with that, I used to spend 4 or 5 days a month in Paris. And I met a couple of the formulating chemists. One of the guys was an English guy based in Paris. And we, as most conversations in England do start, they started in the pub around how products were made. And my feeling on products at this time were every hairdresser that had ever built any sort of profile had done a product line. You know, it was something I felt lots of people had done. There were certain people within that I really respected. You know, I'd spent quite a lot of years working with Anthony Muscolo, who'd obviously built TG and Tony and Guy, and I felt they'd built a really strong creative community. The other guy was Michael Gordon, Bumble and Bumble. He built a community around the session world, probably. I think the Avena guy, Horst, I think was, I never met him, but was, I think, a genius. So I felt millions of people had created products and only a handful, I thought, were real geniuses, as I would call them. And I just felt that there was a gap for products that session hairdressers could use that didn't weigh the hair down, you know, a simple concept. And I also believed that a product line didn't need to have 500 products in it either, you know, and it needed to be easy for a salon to buy into, you know. So instead of it being $100,000 to buy into this line, you know, it's a couple of thousand dollars and you can really be part of something, you know. So I wanted to build a community.
And I was the first Canadian salon.
You were, and that was very kind of you. I still remember those drinks in the hotel in downtown Toronto on a very cold night. But you were the first person in Canada. So I thought I'd be the first person to host your big press and launch event in London.
Exactly.
So, no, it's good, and I appreciate that.
Of course, yeah. So at Just Be Salon, we carry all of the electric products. My favorite product is the C6 mousse. Do you want to talk to me about that a little bit? Because we can't keep it on the shelf.
You know, I think when you've got a small collection of products and all those products have got a specific use, there's enough room for everyone to have their favorites. And I think, you know, for me, my favorite one is the first one we ever made, which was a smoothing cream. So you put it on the hair and it'd evaporate, wouldn't weigh the hair down. And it would prep hair, it would smooth it out, even without blow drying, it would smooth out natural curls. So I think every product we've made after that has got that vibe in mind. You know, the residue has to evaporate. The ingredients have to be good quality. So the ingredients that are going to penetrate the hair have to work and do the job. And then everything else can disappear and we've got this lightweight hair. Lots of people say Cloudburst should be our hero product, you know, and I every time somebody tells me they like it, I think it's like being a musician, somebody liking a song, you know. I think you're amazing, you know, you're appreciative of that. You know, Cloudburst, we didn't use any alcohol in it, you know. Again, I always think the simple things are the best, you know. Look, the Beatles are still selling songs, you know, 60 years after they wrote them, because they were really well-executed, simple songs. You've created a foil with black that heats up faster than tinfoil. You know, Coco Chanel created a little black dress. You know, all these things are simple formulas, and I think same with hair products. They should just work. We didn't put any alcohol in it. It's not sticky. If anything, we shouldn't have called it a mousse, because it's not sticky like a mousse, but it's got the hold of a mousse.
It's like seamless. So you get the volume, it gets movement, it gets conditioning. Every client in the chair is like, what did you put in my hair?
Yeah. I want people to go away feeling that. I want the hairdresser to feel it in the product. And they're using something that they think, wow, that's a good product. And I want the client to hopefully have it communicated through the hairdresser that that is a good product and they should use it at home, you know. And I don't want to inspire a client to go and buy our product on Amazon somewhere. We can't even buy it on Amazon. I want them to buy it through a hairdresser, and I want them to have some ownership of that product because it's being recommended to them by a person they trust. So right. You've got to inspire that hairdresser.
And I know that, I mean, I use electric product on all of my sets. If I'm doing a photo shoot, my collections, I'm up for a Naha this year. And I know that it was inspired that it can be session hair, but it also can be taken home to the client for everyday use.
Yeah. And I think globally, there's a crossover now in, you know, clients want hair at home that they've seen in a Vogue editorial or in it, you know, and they want to know how to create that. And there's plenty of tutorials of somebody showing them how to do it. All right, certain things you go to the salon for, but you know, we want the client to feel they can get the results by using these products, and we want the hairdresser to feel that it isn't going to let them down in the salon.
And speaking about in the salon, I know you're still behind the chair. I'm still behind the chair, where we have multiple brands that we work with and do. And I think that's really important for our industry to let everyone know that we are still behind the chair working with the products that we've created, cross-working with each other's.
I love what you do, and I'm the same. I will never, ever stop cutting somebody's hair. You know, until I die, I'll be cutting people's hair, you know. And I think, you know, throughout your career, your journey does change a little bit, you know, because people get a bit older, they have more responsibilities, they get involved in businesses, they have to travel. But ultimately, I will never not cut hair, you know. And I speak to loads of hairdressers that say, hey, I'm doing this now, so I don't work behind the chair anymore. I'm like, well, why? Yeah, that's what we love, you know.
That's what we do.
I'll always do it.
I get asked all the time, you know, if Fast Boils keeps growing, are you going to stop doing hair? And I'm like, absolutely not.
When you're on your island in the Caribbean.
Yeah, you know, yeah, right. You know. But I get asked all the time, will I stop cutting hair? I'm like, absolutely not. It's the craft that I love to do.
Yeah.
And I think when you, like yourself and myself, building a brand within the industry, it's important that we're still behind the chair because you're in the trench.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think, and it's hands-on.
Your work, you know, as you say, you're nominated for Nahas this year. You've won some of the Canadian awards. You know, your collections, I think that passion comes over in your collection. If you were someone that didn't do hair Monday to Friday and you rocked up to do the odd collection and, you know, to promote your brand or whatever, you wouldn't see the passion in that work that you do with someone who genuinely enjoys doing hair as well.
Then it's just corporate.
Yeah. Oh, we couldn't be corporate.
That's the last thing you and I
are. I'd be the first person to get sacked if we became too corporate. You know, I'd have said the wrong thing.
So what do you have coming down the pipeline? What's next? You've been working extremely hard with Electric Space. You've got the salons. You've got the product. Is there anything that you can say or want to say that you have coming down the pipeline?
I'm doing therapy, obviously. Right. I'm going to let it all out and share it with you. We are going through a whole major repackaging exercise of the product. And unfortunately, we'd had these ideas in probably 2019. And when COVID came along, it did make me take the first backward step I'd ever probably taken, you know, at that point in my career. And I feel now we're ready to execute all these things. It's given us a bit more time to think about it. So first of all, the packaging is going to be really user-friendly, you know? So when we started, one of the things with Electric, we had square bottles, which from a design point of view, was amazing. You know, we had loads of magazine copy. But from a practical point of view, you know, we're now going to have pumps. We've redesigned them so they're ergonomic. They're able to travel if somebody's a traveling hairdresser, or they're going to look great in somebody's bathroom if they're at home. They're 100% ocean source plastic, PET, not plastic, so much more sustainable. We've had a kind of redesign with the whole branding as well. I know I've shared that with you in the pub, but we'll share that with everybody. And yeah, we're excited about it. And I feel like we've got four new products coming out, and we're constantly working on new formulas. You know, I might have eight or nine in the background as well. And because they're our formulas, we develop the product, we manufacture it. You know, we're not just a brand where somebody else is over here making the product. You know, we do the whole process ourselves. So when it comes out, you know, we only let it out when it's something we're going to be really proud of. So it's going to be an exciting year. And a few other surprises as well, I think, later in the year.
Great. And I think it's also really important to touch back on the product and the ingredients, because I know you source all of your ingredients yourself.
Yeah.
The rose serum,
is a good one.
Is a good one. And do you want to dive into that a little bit? You know, yeah. I mean, the chalk to...
So we have a farm in the south of England. Obviously, you've been there. We grow some of our own ingredients. So we do produce our own rose oil. So our hair oil is not a silicone. It's not synthetic in any way. It is an absolute rose extract. You can rub it into your skin. Amazing light feeling on the hair.
Great finisher.
Yeah, yeah. So... we're really interested in that. We're currently working with Sussex University. It's one of the top medical universities in the UK, and it's right near our farm. Their campus is a couple of miles away. So we're working with their ecologists, and we're looking at more and more ingredients we can source within our local area. We do source a chalk compound ourselves as well called silica, not silicone, silica. And that is, it's a natural compound. It finds its way into lots of makeup brands, you know, makeup powders and things. But it's really good for the grip on hair without putting magnesium in. You know, a lot of hair powders are made of magnesium, so you get that gritty feel that sometimes hairdressers like and clients don't like.
Yeah.
But it's, you know...
not that stuff.
Yeah, we've eliminated that. You know, we've got this natural chalk that's invisible, and it's called invisible volume chalk, and you can rub it into the hair. You know, it's safe to breathe in, you know, and you see people squirting it and throwing it around it behind stage at shows normally. But
I love using it on the ends when I'm doing a photo shoot just to get texture.
It's great on the ends and middle ends. And the other thing you can do, you can put it into your hands and kind of work the product into the hair like that as well. You know, when you want hair that's got separation and movement on any length, without applying a product to the hair to get that, you know, it gives you that day old feel. And if you're taking a photograph of it, there's obviously nothing coating the hair, so you're not getting light bouncing off it and making it look greasy or anything.
Right.
It's a good product, as I would say, I guess.
So I was just here, obviously we did our launch here for Fast Foils. We're now available at Aston & Fincher, Chris & Sons in the UK.
Choice of foil of electric salons and electric space as well.
Absolutely.
It is brilliant, Ben, to see. I've watched your journey, you know, and like I said, we met several years ago now when I was first bringing electric products to North America, well, to Canada. And like I said, you very, very kindly got behind it from the beginning. And it's been exciting to watch your journey because I can see the momentum and I can see the community. And I was proud when you held your event here the other night because there were some, you know, some major names in British hairdressing here the night before, who were genuinely there and genuinely intrigued and interested in what you were doing and I know are taking on the brand. So it's that is what makes the world go round. It's what makes our industry go round. It's creating excitement. It's involving creativity, building this community of hairdressers. So I've loved it. I'm glad you've been here for the last few days.
Thank you. And thanks for having us. Really appreciate it. Thanks for hosting us. I know when you're in Toronto, we take care of you as well.
We'll be having a good time there as well.
We've been to hockey games. Yeah. But where can people find Electric?
So Electric, we supply salons direct. You know, our mission, I think, now is to really have a relationship with salon owners and salons. So most people get in touch with us about carrying the product. We deal with a lot of, obviously there's a huge growing number of independent stylists in the world now. We have an Electric endorsed artist program as well. So people can find that on electric-hair.com. And most people come to us and they either apply to be an endorsed artist or they express their interest in carrying the product in their salon. We have an e-commerce platform as well on the same website where we, you know, consumers can go on and buy it. And it's important to us, you know, our driver, we're there to support stylists and salon owners. So we try and control where it's sold online. And the main place we want it to be sold is on our own website where it's not discounted. It's not, you know, it's there, it's represented in the right way. And we would encourage salons to have it on their websites and social media platforms as well. We want the hairdresser and the salon to do well from being involved with Electric.
For sure.
We do have a couple of retail partners as well that I think is a, you know, they're really ethical retailers that we stand aligned with. So in Europe and the UK, we work with Sephora, who are obviously in the US as well, but we don't have a retail partner in the US. It is salons only.
So you're in the EU, you're in the UK, you're in America, you're in Canada.
We are in Canada now, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're helping us with that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, for me, I want to grow the reach around the world, but it's all about it being in the right hands.
Built by stylists for stylists.
Something like that.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. For us. I love it when, and you can see other brands that are really pro hairdressers, and I think there's something powerful about that. And I think, there's something not so good when a brand doesn't want to build a community in the professional arena. They just want to sell it, I just think then it's a corporate brand that isn't exciting,
For sure. So one of our pillars at Fast Falls is education.
Yeah.
And I know that's one of your ethoses as well.
Yeah.
Is education. You do your electric sessions. I had the opportunity and pleasure to do an electric session with you in Toronto.
Yeah.
Do you want to dive into that a little bit?
Well, electric sessions are, we developed it years ago, probably 20 years ago. And it was when our art team were probably relatively, they were very experienced at session work, but they weren't so experienced in presenting to other hairdressers. So we started it as an internal thing originally. We thought Monday nights, we'll get our guys to present to all of the other people that work for electric. So we'll get 8 models. And at that time, there's 4 of us, so 2 models each. And we'd present it to the rest of the company, of which there'd be, at that time, 70 or 80 people in the rest of the company. And we would just present. And we came up with this philosophy that every time you present your work, it makes you a bit better at doing it. And it just grew from there. And then people in the audience would say, well, I quite like the idea of presenting. And, and I'd like to get involved. So we kind of, we grew it out as that. Then salons that started stocking electric products, they were saying, hey, can we come and do an electric session? So we would bring them in as a guest artist. And it's still that concept, really. There's normally 3 or 4 of us that are internal presenting to, it's a much bigger audience now because we invite salons that carry the product as well. And some are guest artists, We've had all sorts of people over the years. Like I say, you've guested here. We've had Tim Hartley. We've had Nick Irwin. We've had Anthony Muscolo. We've loads of people.
Yeah.
We just see it as a very informal. We're not formal educators, and we never have been. We think we've got some really strong messages, especially with cutting and styling. But we're not formal. We're not trying to reshape your way of thinking. We're trying to help you come up with new ideas and get you enjoying what you're doing.
Inspiring artists, yeah, with what we do every day.
Yeah, exactly. Just look, you've got to keep going into the salon every day, and you've got to keep giving your client new ideas and things to go with, haven't you? And I think that's what keeps the job interesting as well.
For sure. I mean, for us, our education is because there is a point of difference with the foil, but we offer free education with all of our online, our Zoom, we do education once a month, and we have guest artists that come on, and it's the same kind of thing, but it's about being more efficient buying the chair with your pattern and placements. But I think education is what keeps us inspired, keeps us going, keeps us getting new concepts, and efficiency, innovation, it all kind of ties into one.
I could see it happening at your event the other night, where you had really, really established industry people here that were attending and listening to some of the comments as the left, saying, wow, that was brilliant, it was really informative, I'm going to sign up for that. I think you've really got your message across. And I think any brand that's serious about what they're doing, they have to, at the core of it, they have to have good education, And there has to be more than just the product itself,
Yeah, we're going to be ABS this year in Chicago. I think you should, for sure. We have some amazing top-tier North American artists joining us. We have 7 classrooms. We have some look and learns. We have some hands-on. So we have a 3-day full-on education closed classroom, which we're going to be showcasing totally different techniques, patterns and placements, how to do platinum cards, how to do color corrections. We've got our director of education, Jay Ladner, who's going to be teaching his depth, contrast, and coverage course. So anyone that's in the Chicago area are going to be there. You might see Mark and I. You'll definitely see me. I will be running around. I'm also going to be teaching with Jack Howard, which will be great.
Well, he's another Electric Space user.
Yeah.
He's in because obviously Jack was here in London for a long time, mm-hmm. now based in the US, but he runs his UK courses from here, so it's exciting.
And to add on to that circle, John Alfred, that was here on Monday teaching, is Jack's assistant from 5 years ago.
It's a big world, but a small world.
That's it.
And I really liked Jay's energy as well. I think you and Jay together, I think, are a great team, Fast Foils. And I think he's got a great energy and, you know, it's people and it's, you know, it's exciting and it's all good stuff to add to the brand.
For sure. So when people ask me, how do you start a brand? I say, you've got to have a concept. You got to do your market research. You got to do research and development. You've got to see if there's competitors out there. If you want to, you need to have a point of difference. You got to have a little bit of tenacity and audacity.
Definitely tenacity. Never, ever giving up because... Look, if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. And everybody's journey goes a bit like this. And I think the trick is, the ups and downs, if you really believe in what you're doing, you'll come through it all and get to where you want to go.
I mean, I've definitely had moments where you're like, do I throw the towel in?
We all have.
Right?
Yeah, anyone you've ever seen, anyone's book you've ever read, anyone you've seen interviewed, any entrepreneur that has... taken ownership of what they do and ran with it and start and had the real courage to start their own business. Nobody's had it easy the whole time. You know, they might look like they do on Instagram, but actually there's some moments where you've got to grit your teeth and make some tough decisions.
And go all in.
Yeah, go all in.
I definitely have had those moments of, is this like, I was great cutting hair.
Yeah. Obviously all.
But when you find something and you're passionate about it and you want to be able to help stylists behind the chair and you've got a concept, it does take a little bit of grit.
Yeah.
And there is moments where you do question yourself. But what is it that you can give advice on those moments about not giving up?
When I was listening to what you were saying there, you hit the nail on the head with tenacity. And to me, tenacity is not giving up, keeping on going. And I think whatever you could have, persistence, you know, you've got to truly, truly believe in what you're doing. You know, I think you've got to, in order to go there, you know, to the serious side, you've got to truly believe in it. And you've got to then, your passion's got to rub off on other people so they truly believe in it. And
yeah.
That'll happen if you've got tenacity and you believe in what you're doing.
Yeah, and there'll be sleepless nights.
Yeah.
You are the one that taught me...
The sleepless nights.
to put a notebook by the bed.
Yes.
So if you get a thought, write it down so you're not up all night thinking about it.
You know the thing that's happened? Probably when I told you that, it was before you could type faster than you can write. My handwriting's not as good as it used to be. I'm typing everything now, you know, on your phone, you know. But yeah, I think your ideas have got to go down and then go back to sleep.
Because there is those nights where you come up with an idea.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh. And then there's also times when you don't write it down and you forget about it. Like, what did I think about last night?
I think any entrepreneur's got their system, haven't they, that they do. And they keep in a journal, writing it all down, not forgetting things. You know, they're all important.
And you're just as busy as me, if not twice as busy. Anything that you do to keep yourself calm? And
well, when you're rushing for your flight to Toronto later, I'll be having a cocktail at the bar, so we'll, you know, probably.
So there's that.
What do I do to relax? Cutting hair is one of those things. And I think at the beginning that was my full-time job where I earned all of my money. Today it's part of my job, and you earn some money from that, but it some of it feels as relaxing as a hobby. I like creative things. I like painting. I like art, stuff like that. I like music. I like, what else do I like? I now like being on a farm and growing things.
Yeah.
The last few years.
Growing ingredients.
Yeah.
You're pigs.
Yeah. I like pigs, you know. life's for enjoying, isn't it?
To me, it's about like when I need to be active. Running is a big one for me. I think that's it's a big one for you. Going to the gym, yoga, because when you are as busy as we are, it's really important to have that balance.
Yeah.
Because you get sucked into that black hole of just work. Yeah. So anyone that's out there that is looking at starting their own brand, or just make sure that you're trying to keep balance between the two. There will be sleepless nights. There will be nights where you say, what did I do?
Yeah. The thing you mentioned there, the running, that's quite important to do something like that, because all the time you're thinking of things, I think exercise, keep fit, you know, it's really important. And having a balance, we like going out and having a few drinks as well.
So we sure do.
You know, it's good. So
family and, you know,
all of the above.
Yeah, I had a good chat with my sister and my mum yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
I mean, your origins are obviously from England as well. I mean, you know, you've obviously grown up in Canada and you built your business in Canada, but you were born here in Leeds.
In Leeds, northern boys like you.
It's good, you know, all the best people are.
Yeah.
Now you're watching from London. So, it's good. It's good. Family's important.
So, I mean, I know I've made a lot of mistakes.
Oh, loads. I've made loads. I'm like, you know, you learn. But again, there isn't anyone out there that hasn't made a few mistakes.
I say it's the biggest way to learn.
Yeah. You know, and you've either got to apologize or pretend it didn't happen.
Or call a lawyer.
All of the above. Yeah, mistakes. Anyone attempting to do anything, you know, you're on your journey trying to make your business work, you're going to make a few mistakes. And I think you've got to be able to dust yourself off and just go again without getting in any way deterred by it.
Yeah, I mean, we've changed our packaging, we've changed our manufacturing facilities, we've now expanded here into the UK, into Italy, we're in North America, but like when we first launched our product, our manufacturing got delayed and we promised to our distributors that they would get the product on time. So we airshipped aluminum foil to meet the deadline, because I think that was really important when we're launching a brand and launching with new partners. But if you can imagine how much that costs.
But you're in a loss-making
situation. Yeah, definitely. But to me, that wasn't a mistake.
That's conviction, taking conviction for what you're doing. You know, you promised your distributors you're not going to let them down, and you haven't let them down. It isn't a mistake. It might, on the books, not show, you know, that particular move has made a loss, not a profit, but you know, it's the start, isn't it?
But it's those things that you kind of do as you're growing a brand, and it's those decisions that you need to make.
You know, my business has been a bit different in that it's all been under one banner. You know, it's electric salon products, education, you know, it's all been under this one banner. And sometimes it's been the same brand diversifying into a new business. So we always felt that would be good for us because our reputation would mean something. But also the reality is you're entering a new business and people think, oh, these guys must know what they're doing. And sometimes you don't know everything about what you're doing when you're...
Sometimes you don't know any of it.
No. And you know, I think we've entered lots of different businesses under one banner of electric. But it's interesting, you know, when we first launched products here, people knew the brand because of our industry profile and salons and awards and education. When we went to America, they didn't know any of that. It was just a new product, you know. And I'm saying to people where we started in LA, you know, it's just hairdressers that I knew saying, and they said, well, can we have it in our salon? And I thought, well, I don't know. How do we get it here? How do we, you know, but it you know, we found we could. And you know, and that was how we started. You know, each thing becomes a bit more sophisticated.
And every day's new, and every day there'll be a new challenge. I mean, for us to bring product over here, first of all, I was like, what shipping company do you use?
Suitcase.
Yeah, exactly. The first ones did come in my suitcase for sure. And every day has new challenges, but it's just so exciting.
Yeah. And that comes off. You can see it. That's what I'm saying. I feel very proud of you because you can see that passion coming off. And obviously, I've seen your event here over the last few days. You can see the results of it starting to happen now. It's a very exciting time.
Thank you.
In the foil world.
Yeah.
Good.
It's not just foil.
No.
That's it. So I just want to say thank you again. Thank you for being
Great
here
friend.
Today. Absolutely.
we'll continue this exciting journey, and I'll be in Canada very soon.
Sounds great. I'll be back here in April, May, and June by the looks of it, because I think it's, well, I know it's now skyrocketing up, so.
Yeah. A few drinks, a few nights out.
Exactly. Well, thank you again. This is Mark Woolley from Electric London. Once again, Ben Barkworth. You're listening to The Tease Talks, and tune in for more innovation, into more education, and tune into my other episodes where we're going to be diving into other experts in the industry, letting you know more information from behind the chair, beyond the chair, and making sure that you get to see what we're doing in the industry that is beyond just cutting hair or coloring hair. And once again, thank you, Mark Woolley, and thank you, The Tease.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone for listening to Tease Talks with Ben Barkworth to hear about our stories and all the ways you can grow your career in the hair industry. Stay tuned for the next episode, and don't forget to follow me at Ben_Barkworth and at FastFoils to keep up with our stories.
Tease Talks is a Tease Media production. This episode was produced by Monica Hickey and Mandolin Hickey. Ryan Daly is our editor and audio engineer. Thank you to our creative team for putting together the graphics for this episode.